It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's Gordon Keith here. What's the best way to fight this wintry weather?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Well, it's by sitting in and watching cattle?
By a wheels-off comment.
By watching cattle on digital TV, digital satellite TV.
Or technical meltdown.
I just came in from out in the cold and I just can't think. Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
Apparently he had some sort of surgically repaired lower abdomen surgery.
On the little ticket.
Well, at least I wasn't talking about cattle.
Watching cattle on digital TV. The hell was that a commercial?
I don't know. Sometimes we just can't talk. The emergency break of the week is brought to you by TexasDirectAuto.com. We're going to give you three candidates here from Fan and Tree Farm in Frisco, and you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from Bad Radio. This started last Friday at noon, right as they're starting their show. And Jake's running down what's on their program, about to introduce Bob and Dan. And then we had some sort of blip on our FM signal that made it repeat and repeat what Jake had just said. I'm told for up to 10 minutes. So we'll just call this the ghost of Brett as we listen to candidate number one.
Also, hashtag he's on my note, Tom Cotton Fleming, Jacob Kempin, R.I.P. Donovan, and now two guys who were the only two members of the crew who didn't purchase to the crew,
How long did you ride this out?
How long did that go?
10 minutes.
Wow. How did no one correct it before then? Or I guess
they
couldn't.
Well, they kept going because they were still on AM and the stream, so they kept going, but
On the FM, that happened.
Yeah, it was just on there.
Did we ever find out why that happened?
I'm sure they did, but it's too technical to explain.
I don't think I could have ridden that out longer than 30 seconds.
I know.
That's maddening because of the music.
That's a way to end a hostage situation.
And then what?
A hostage situation. You know what I'm saying. Just play this.
It's like you're playing a video game.
Yeah.
Hey, what was it? What music did they blare at the Branch Davidian compound to drive them crazy? You remember that?
It was our Time Waster show, wasn't it?
Was it one song you sang over and over again?
I think it was maybe...
Was it Here Comes the Sun?
It was not Dancing Queen. That would have put everybody in a good mood.
No, that would have driven them out.
I think it was heavy metal, some kind of real deviltry song.
But yeah, I don't remember.
David Koresh liked the heavy metal. He was into that stuff.
Well, maybe it was Streisand. I don't
know. You would know.
Why would I know?
Oh, my gosh. Listen to that. All right, so that's candidate number one, the Ghost of Brett. Candidate number two.
You're a jerk.
They had David Hasselhoff on their show, Bad Radio did. And they were talking to him about the fact that he has a very young girlfriend. Apparently, he's old enough to be his girlfriend's father. And he made this comment.
So your girlfriend is younger than you?
27 years younger, yeah.
Her dad is your age, about?
He's actually
have you met, and
younger.
What's that like?
The best part about is having this beautifully young girlfriend that I can actually show the world to. It's kind of like, it's almost like having another daughter, but sleeping with her.
Whoa.
So to speak. Does that make any sense?
It makes almost too much sense at
times.
Yes,
almost too much, yeah.
That's what you can do in Plano today. You can go out and ask David Hasselhoff whatever you want.
Anything you want, you're going to get the answer.
That's great. Anything goes, huh?
Yeah.
So is he just fried now?
What a weird statement.
So weird.
Makes everybody uncomfortable, weird. Doesn't it? And just kind of icky?
Yeah, well, yes. If you're a decent person, that should have made you uncomfortable.
Bob thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, Bob said it made a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, too much sense for Bob. All right, one more time.
So your girlfriend is younger than you?
27 years younger, yeah.
Her dad is your age, about?
He's actually
you met, and
younger.
What's that like?
The best part about is having this beautifully young girlfriend that I can actually show the world to. It's kind of like it's almost like having another daughter, but sleeping with her.
Whoa,
so to speak. Does that make any sense?
It makes almost too much sense at
times. Yes, almost too much. Yeah.
That's what you can do in Plano today. You can go out and ask David Hasselhoff whatever you
Anything
want.
Anything you want, you're going to get the answer.
That's
so the
goes,
weird
huh?
thing is he pauses. He knows that he's on the verge of saying something that could
awful.
Be taken wrong. And instead, he just goes straight ahead and says the most offensive thing he can.
Yeah. You know it's shocking when Dan McDowell says, wow.
Okay.
And then finally just goes, okay, yeah,
okay.
fine. All
well,
right.
Let's promote the appearance.
What you do. That's what you ask him.
All
right, so there's David Hasselhoff, I believe, up for his first ever emergency break of the week. And then this is a weird combo e-break. It starts with Mike Soroy, and then Norm has a really confusing comment, and it's just one big mess.
Years ago, we discussed this, and I think Mike's even maybe on board with this. I think Tony Romo's going to play on the Seniors Tour. I think that's the next competition place for Tony Romo. He plays on the Seniors Tour in golf. I really believe
that. The guy
that.
Who allegedly hasn't played golf hardly at all for 5 years and has multiple back surgeries.
Black surgeries? Really? When is that going to come into effect? When will we see that?
Let's be mature.
You said it.
Wait a minute. You've had a black surgery?
No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't.
His surgeon may have been black.
I've had some white surgeries. Anyway.
Wow.
That was weird.
I told you it was a
That was as weird as the Hasselhoff stuff.
I know. It was just so weird. And listen to it again. Listen. Soroy sounds like he's half asleep. Or baked.
Oh, that's normal.
Or maybe both. And yeah, I'm not really sure what the joke is here.
Years ago, we discussed this, and I think Mike's even maybe on board with this. I think Tony Romo's going to play on the Seniors Tour. I think that's the next competition place for Tony Romo. He plays on the Seniors Tour in golf. I really believe
The guy
that.
Who allegedly hasn't played golf hardly at all for 5 years and has multiple back surgeries.
Black surgeries? Really? When is that going to come into effect? When will we see that?
Let's be mature.
You said it.
Wait a minute. You've had a black surgery?
No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't.
His surgeon may have been black.
I've had some white surgeries. Anyway.
Man. Shortly thereafter, Norm was taken to the home for advanced broadcasters.
You've had black surgeries.
It's so tense having... pre-1963 civil rights Norm doing a show with Donnie.
Norm hey, just, Donnie, he just knows about black surgery.
Full of tone-deaf comments.
All right, so those are your candidates. The ghost of Brett, David Hasselhoff, or the Soroy-Norm combo. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Ivanka Trump's dad, David Hasselhoff.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for David Hasselhoff to be put on the website iHeartMyTeacher.org.
Okay.
What is that?
No, no.
Is that like LemonParty.org?
No, stop promoting that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, Junes.
Morning.
Vaginal slice more and more.
Oh, gosh. Don't laugh at that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, Mr. Hasselhoff wins, but Norm looks like Ron Jeremy.
Okay.
What?
All right. Thanks for the Hasselhoff vote there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello, sports caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Hasselhoff's stepdaughter, Andrea Brown.
Oh, man.
Gosh. Don't call
Easy how you vote, would you?
Sex daughter.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, good morning to you, George.
Morning.
Do you believe in the Mean Green?
Yes, sir.
Apparently, you don't believe in the Eli Young Band since you didn't mention them about the biggest show last
Ooh.
Week.
Ooh,
that is so true. I noticed that, and I was like, what?
I mean, yes, I believe in the Eli Young Band. I like the Eli Young Band.
Wow, but...
Well, okay.
Okay, but other stuff.
Nope,
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, Giorgio, I'd like to vote responsibly.
Okay. No, that's not responsibly at all. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Tampon Breath George, how you doing?
Okay.
Is that what your breath smells like,
George?
No.
Are you voting or are you just insulting?
I guess. It's none of your business.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Craig and George.
Yep.
If Barry Bunch was 27 years younger, would you date him or fire him?
Both. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. How could David Hasselhoff not win after saying this?
So your girlfriend is younger than you?
27 years younger, yeah.
Her dad is your age, about.
He's actually...
Have you met, and
younger.
What's that like?
The best part about it is having this beautifully young girlfriend that I can actually show the world to. It's kind of like... It's almost like having another daughter, but sleeping with her.
Whoa.
So to speak. Does that make any sense?
It makes almost too much sense at
times.
Yes,
almost too much, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what you can do in Plano today. You can go out and ask David Hasselhoff whatever you want.
Anything you want, you're going to get the answer.
That's great.
Anything goes, huh?
Yeah.
Man, I think that's his first win.
That is the first win for the Hoff. He ties the violent P1 and Carlos Leal.
Hey, George.
Yeah?
I hesitate to mention this, but David was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Can we just go one segment without... Why didn't you hesitate, like, all show?
Dancing with the ding-dong.
Well, George seems extra angry today about it.
I'm not extra angry.
Yeah, why are you jealous that he was on Dancing with the Stars?
I'm not jealous. Thank you, Tony, for that interesting note that David Hasselhoff was on... What's it called, Gordo?
Three.
No, the show. What's it called?
Dard.